Hey, we're here live at the Super Bowl on Radio Row, and joining us, I just made this statement to this guy. If you made a list of the most popular Buffalo Bills over the last 10 to 20 years, this guy's on that list pretty high. Dekeo Spikes, former Bills linebacker. Good to see you, man. How are
you? Good to be with you again, Murph.
You know that. You
in
know
person.
That. Yeah, I know. We've been on the phone a couple times, and yeah. We're going to talk about your book. But you know that people in Buffalo revere you. You're one of the all-time favorites.
Well,
how did that happen in 4 years?
I think – you know what, though? That's good to know.
Yeah.
I think it really happened. A lot of it. They recruited me to come to Buffalo
yep.
in free agency. And I think just the way – I think my – you know, me being involved in the community, the first game of the year, first time when people really had a chance to say, let's see what Dekeo is all about. And two interceptions against the Patriots.
Yeah.
Big-time hits, 31-0. Went on to have two All-Pro honors, two Pro Bowl selections. And top defense ranked in the top three every year we were there, with the exception of my last year. So it was good, man. I think that had a lot to do with it. And honestly, I think fans recognize when they see ballers, and they appreciate guys who leave it out there on the field for them.
Dekeo Spikes joins us at the Super Bowl, and we talked to you a couple of weeks, maybe a month or so ago, about your book, Behind the Mask. We have it here right now, and which you've done pretty extensive one-on-one interviews with some of the great linebackers in
yeah.
pro football history, right?
Yeah, and that was important to me because I'm a fan of the game, and I wanted to really go deep inside of their mind and share their stories of how did they become great, what made them an outlier. And throughout this process, which took me 2 years to complete, I really enjoyed sitting down with all of the guys because everybody had a different perspective. But the one thing they all had in common is that they decided to make a sacrifice, a commitment to something that was bigger than them. And that vision, what they had, was bigger than them. They completely just shut everything else out and just followed the course. And that was the most impressive thing that I saw out of everybody that they all had in together.
Seems to me, Dekeo, that when teams attempt to build teams, you need a lot of guys like that, like you just described.
Yeah.
Maybe you can't get 53 like that, but you need most of those guys to kind of buy in and sell out the way you just described, don't you?
Well, the thing is, you need at least two on every side.
Okay.
Offensively, defensively, and also special teams. And then when you're able to do that, then other guys will fall in alignment because everybody is not meant to be that outlier. A lot of guys are, you know, let's be honest, a lot of guys are ones who are straddling defense. They're the ones who are trying to sit back and see, okay, well, if I do this, then I don't want the accountability what comes with being good or great. So maybe I just kind of stay in the middle. So at least when you have those type of guys, those leaders on your team, now you're able to bring the guys up who usually play average. Now they're playing on a higher level. And that's what it's all about, changing the culture.
And that takes me to where I wanted to go with you. Is it possible to import culture? I mean, you came to Buffalo from Cincinnati. You brought your own brand of leadership. Or do you have to draft and develop and sort of nurture it that way? How do you change a culture? How do you make it better?
You make the culture better by doing both. You won't have a job for long if you plan on drafting guys and let them be the culture changers, because they don't even know what they don't even know,
right.
And that's the scariest
right.
part. That's the reason why it's so important that you bring in guys who understand your vision and what you want to do, and then once you bring them in, they start to spread in the locker room. And the biggest thing, Murph, yeah, you can go out and draft and do that, but the biggest thing that I see, and I always relate this back, even though I never played for Bill Belichick, once you start out that way and you start to have success from winning games, and you notice maybe games that we always played in, we were close and we never won, you have that one game that you win. Now you can go back and say, this is the reason why we won it. And that's part of changing the culture from that little step right there.
Dekeo Spikes, former Bills linebacker, his book is, his project really is Behind the Mask. It's a book. You took the pictures, I believe, the photographs
yep.
in the
yep.
book, and there's video associated with it.
Yeah, I did the photographs, and I also wrote it too as well. But another cool thing about my project Behind the Mask is when you log on to the website behindthemaskbook.com, you have the opportunity to see the trailer. It looks like a movie how I put it together. I took all of the behind-the-scenes action shots of when I created and went around and visited every guy. And that's the cool thing, because it really will get you – it will make you feel like you're ready to play for Sunday for the Super Bowl.
You said the interview with Chuck Bednarik was memorable, right?
Unbelievable. The thing I remember about him is He's telling his stories on when he was drafted into the military to fight in World War II, airplane gunner, and he said he saw the bullets coming at his plane. When he landed on the ground, he got out holding his rosaries. He said he looked at the plane, saw all of the bullet holes, and then he realized, he said, Lord, he got on the ground on his knees, kissed the ground and said, Lord, if you ever allow me to make it back to the States, I know what I want to do. And so he always was big into athletics, but when he came back home, that's when the name and the legend started of Concrete Charlie, Chuck Bignard. Yeah,
amazing. Hey, this game on Sunday, everybody's focused on the offenses. What should we look for in the defense? Is there any linebackers in this game do you think could be difference makers?
Well, we got a few good linebackers in this game, you know, and I like the linebacker play since we're talking about them. Anytime I start with Atlanta, you look at Deion Jones. To me, he is a guy that has gotten better every week. Every week. Can you believe a linebacker is leading the league in return yardage on interceptions? So, you know, that's big. And so when I look at these guys, even though they are rookies on the defensive side for the Atlanta Falcons, even with Devondre Campbell, these guys are playing on a second-year level, and they understand that. And I think it could play into their advantages. The thing that they do understand, what I like about this team, turnovers. When you're plus eight, when you look at the last five games of the season that they played, they understand that. Even in the playoffs, they understand that.
You sound like a guy who lives in Atlanta rooting for your hometown team now.
Oh, yeah, well, I have no – I could look at Atlanta in an ill way. When I was drafted in 98, I went 13 to Cincinnati. Atlanta had the number 12 pick. They picked the linebacker. They picked Keith Brookin. So I tell people, like, hey, I have no dog in the fight, but I'm just telling you what I see.
The book, I know, is great. We thank you for spending a few minutes with us. The book is Behind the Mask, and it's also behindthemask.com, the entire range of DeKeo's project on this. It's always great to see you.
Thanks, Murph. Good appreciate it, buddy.